ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Would you like to sing? Yeah, fortunately, singing is a part of bhakti yoga. Do you all like to sing? Do you sing at home? Sing in the shower? Sing when you're happy? When do you all sing? All the time. At the office. Sing at the office when you're cooking, you sing? That's nice. You don't hear a lot of people singing these days. A lot of the singing you hear in the world is professionally done. People record music, commercial purposes and things like that. But just singing from the heart, if you hear somebody singing because they're happy, it tends to catch your attention, doesn't it? Yeah, so bhakti is a natural expression of the happiness that's in the heart. And singing's part of it. We hear in the Sri Brahma Samhita that describes the spiritual world how the singing and dancing is going on. Sriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo dhruma bhumishchintamani ganamayi toyam amritam kataganam natyam gamanam apivamshi priyasakhi chiranandam jyoti paramapitara swadyam apicha sayatra shirabhi sravati surabhi bhyashya sumahan nime sardyakyo vavratati nahiyatrapi samayaha bhajay shweta dvipam tamahamiha golokamityam vidantaste shantakshiti viralachara katipai. Description of the spiritual world, and there's not a lot of working going on. In fact, there's no work. It's all play. What if they announced next week that there was no more work and it was all play? What would you do? Sing, right? Everyone, they closed down the 101 freeway. Everyone would be out there on the freeway singing. From now on, there's no more work here in this world, only play. No more work. Oh, it's a self-imposed situation, this work, because it comes as a debt. If one takes, then one has to give back. But if one readjusts one's life, and that's called bhakti, it's a readjustment into the flow of service, pure service. Service for service and service to the center, to the supreme center. As Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, something, a formula through which one can feel this peace and happiness. He says, Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim richyati. Here's how you can feel peace. Is you direct your service towards the center. There is a divine source. There is a center to everything. And if you direct your service, your love, put your attention on that divine source, then naturally you'll feel peace and happiness. That center is the one who can take everything that we give. Most people can't take what we give. I notice when I'm walking around at seminars that people pass a lot of things out. I never want to take them because then you have to carry them around and have to process them. People also hand me a lot of food stuff like prasadam and things like that. It's like, here, take this, take that. And I'm thinking, how much can I take? Just one tiny little soul. But Krishna can take it all. No matter what you give him, he can take it. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, yat koroshi adashnashi yat johosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya tat kurushva mararpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away. Just give it to me. I can handle it. Other people can't handle it. And so when we turn our attention to giving and then we give to Krishna, then we feel a satisfaction. We're little givers. The Shastra describes how the soul has the enviable position of being an eternal giver and appreciator, a servitor, someone who can just serve and serve and serve to his or her heart's content with not another care in the world. That's the life of bhakti. And in such a situation, when one's aligned properly, it's such a simple thing. It's not complicated, just realignment. And then naturally, one feels happy and wants to sing. So there's so many songs that have been written by the great acharyas, those who are towering figures in the line of bhakti. And it's so nice to sing their songs. As they, what comes out from singing is the feelings that are within the hearts of these great masters of bhakti yoga. This is one of the ways we get to hear the realizations of the great souls is they can't contain themselves. They simply sing. And then they write it down. And then when we sing those songs, we can enter into that feeling that they have. We experience the same thing. So you want to sing?
Yes.
After all that, nah, I don't want to sing. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Bhosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Oh, my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. Oh, Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Dante trina dori gora daki he tomara. Holding grass between my teeth, O Lord Gora, I am calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Danti trina dori gora daki he tomara. Kripa kori eso amar hridoya mandire. Kripa kori eso amar hridaya mandire. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Mosama putita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Jari doya nakoribe patita dekia. If you do not give your mercy to me, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? Jari doya nakoribe patita dekia. Patita pavana nama kisera lagia. Patita pavana nama kisera lagia. Hey, Gauranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane. Mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Bodhicibhavatupane nahi kanistara. I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Podichibhavatupane nahikanistara. Shicharatarani dane dasi koropara. Shicharatarani dane dasi koropara. Gauranga karuna koro ami dinahina jane. Mosamopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Ranudasa. Narottam Das, the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dase Rarudasa. Pratana karai sada Narottamudasa. Pratana karai sada Narottamudasa. Gauranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane. Bosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Gauranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane. Mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Did you notice anything special about that song? Anything that particularly struck you? Let's hear about it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. There was one photo of Jagai and Madai, and Nityanand, and he got the in this PPT, in which how he got the highest benediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So yesterday when we had this seminar about child protection, we were thinking those who are offender, he just get prosecuted, he can't give any class, he has so many restrictions. And I was thinking, Jagai and Madai, if you see their condition and what kind of mercy they got instead of having all this thing. So that's really made me to think how much really is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is there in contrast to.
So the song made you think about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy?
Yes.
That's nice. Okay, there's more devotees that had some reaction to this song. Please, go ahead.
I like the reasoning that's given in the song, which says that yadi daya na karibe patita dekhiya, patita pavan nama kisera lagiya. So I really like that, literally.
Translate.
Which says that that if you do not if you do not absolve me, considering that I am fallen, then how can you be called the deliverer of fallen souls?
See, that's so almost like he's challenging Mahaprabhu. Your name is Patita Pavana. If you don't, I'm the most fallen in the three worlds. If you don't deliver me, then your name's useless now. This is a rasa. There's this exchange that's going on between Krishna and his devotee, where the devotee is expressing these loving sentiments and the mood of complete surrender. And it's very sweet, very sweet. Hans Priya, and then the microphone will keep going back.
Actually, while singing the whole bhajan, it feels like Narottam Das Thakur helps us to get into the mood of crying and begging for that mercy.
Yes, and there's a way in which we actually are able, through transcendental sound, to connect directly to the personality who wrote it. And this is the power of bhakti. That wherever you are, you can transform the environment and you can actually enter within the feeling that the particular great soul has expressed in the song. And you can experience it for yourself as well. In fact, one might say this is the primary way in which one practices bhakti. You see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this process, teaching the process by going into the house of Srivas Thakur with his devotees and in a very safe environment. They kept the door locked. They only invited in people who were very interested and surrendered, and they'd sing the holy names all night. In fact, they never slept because it's not like they woke up and the next day they all went to sleep. They just didn't sleep for a whole year. They were singing at night. It was so relishable. And at the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, you'll find that he went into Gambira in Jagannath Puri. And how was it that he was remembering Krishna? Who knows? How was it that he was remembering Krishna and connecting to these different emotions, devotional emotions? Srivas? Better give him the mic. Because there's devotees online that want to hear what Srivas Pandit Prabhu has to say.
The same way Radharani was hankering for Krishna day and night, Mahaprabhu was...
But what was the method? That's what I'm asking. What was the way in which he was remembering and bringing these emotions out?
with chanting the names of Krishna.
Well, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy were singing.
Right.
They were singing from the Gita Govinda, from the Bhagavatam, and these are songs. They're all songs. The spiritual world's all singing. There's no work there. Everyone's singing, and these songs are, when you recreate them in this world, it connects you directly to the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Tan Harinam Sankirtan, the great wealth of the spiritual world has been imported here. And how does it come? People don't know. It comes through the sound. It's in the song itself. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spread the Hare Krishna song all over. And then when the acharyas come, Srila Prabhupada, what was his secret? He came across the border into America. They said, you bringing anything with you? And he said, just these books. I don't have anything else. Boy, was that a lie. Yeah, he had something. It was to make a revolution. And, the great wealth of the spiritual world, he had it right there with him. But they couldn't see it. And then he went and unleashed it. But people can hear it for themselves. The souls get attracted. Prabhupada said, I didn't go to Thompson Square Park to attract a crowd. I went there to glorify Krishna, and look what happened. It always happens, because it's the power is in that sound. It's coming from the spiritual world. And the very deep emotions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing were in reaction, in response to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, his most intimate disciples, who were right there with him, and they would sing these songs according to, they could sense, because they're intimate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in the spiritual world. And they could sense which kind of emotion. And then they would sing songs from the Gita Govinda, from Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing those songs, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would swim in that ecstasy. So it's by the Bhagavatam, it's the process. The Bhagavatam is one long poem, one long song from the spiritual world. It's in the language of love of the spiritual world. And just by hearing it, I mean, it begins the process. Nashta praishu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. This one begins to clear up one's life. One's consciousness just begins to clear by hearing the song. Just by regularly hearing the song of the Bhagavatam, singing that song every day. And also, Bhagavatam says at the outset, this song is so powerful, the song of the Bhagavatam and the Hare Krishna chant, that Krishna gets attracted to it. It's not just that the souls get attracted. Krishna wants to hear it, and he won't leave the heart of a person who sings Bhagavatam. In fact, he gets trapped because he's so overwhelmed by the sound of the spiritual world. When he hears it, it's what he's attracted to. So he gets caught up in the heart of the devotee. So if you want to keep Krishna around, you just keep singing Bhagavatam and the Hare Krishna chant. And people don't know it, but even when they get the song, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special secret program was he went out and spread it all over and said, now just take this song out everywhere and sing it on all the street corners in all the houses. Knock on people's doors and then sing this song and tell them to sing it and see what happens. It'll bring the spiritual world right into their house. And then their lives will change also. It's hidden in a song. That's pretty ingenious. What a movement, huh? What do you guys do? We spread this song all over the world. We just get everyone singing this song. And when they sing the song, then they naturally awaken their spiritual emotions. And not only that, they begin to become free from bad habits. It's all in the song. Prabhupada had complete faith in this process. When he came to Chicago in 1975, he met the police chief there and he told him, you give us your criminals. Give us one building and as many criminals as you can put in there and we'll reform them because we have this song that when you sing it to criminals, they all of a sudden they become reformed. It's true. I was at the Arizona prison recently, right before I went to India. Nikula dropped me off at the airport. We had a special ops. I had to get on the plane, get dropped off, get a rental car, drive through the desert, find the place, which was really hard to do. It's in the middle of the desert. I thought I was lost. I get into the prison, which is a little scary because you're not sure if you're going to get out again. And I met a devotee inside. In jail for life, no possibility of parole. And I was sitting across from him. I thought it was in a novel or something like that. I was thinking, this is something novel. I could see the sun setting outside, and I was sitting across from a prisoner who's in for life with no possibility of parole. I was just all the lines from novels were coming through my head. You know, I could write about this. And then I was thinking, why are you smiling so much? I said, you look pretty happy. And he goes, yeah, I'm happy all the time. Because I have this Hare Krishna song, and what else do I need? It's actually a simple life. Actually, somebody got angry at me for talking about this. Somebody heard this lecture that was saying that even if you become incarcerated, if you go on hearing and chanting, then no problem. And he thought I was oversimplifying. But I talked to this devotee, and he was completely happy. And he said, so why are you so happy? And he said, because I have everything I need. I feel satisfied. And I smile all the time, and people ask me why you're smiling. And he says, I'm glad you asked me that. I'll tell you. And he teaches them how to chant. So it doesn't matter where you are, whatever situation you're in, this sound vibration will bring you to the perfectional stage of life. More reactions to the song. We'll take five more. One, two, three, four, five.
Thank you. One thing, Prabhuji, it reminded me of Jagannath Yatra. I mean, this was the song during the Jagannath Puri Yatra. So it invoked those memories.
Yeah, it took us back there. I saw when Jagarini came in the room, she lit up because we were singing the song, right? Because she was there also. We went to Jagannath Puri, about 85, 90 of us, just recently. We just hauled off and went. And there in Jagannath Puri, we sang this song with Madhavananda Prabhu. And the devotees, every time we'd sing it, each time it would get better. Now that's another quality of the sound vibration. It's different from material sound vibration. When I was a kid, my friend Dave Dibbern had a birthday. And there was a song, a popular song, that was on the radio. And back then, when a song would come out on the radio, you'd get a 45, what they call a 45, 45. Boy, if you remember what a 45 is, unless you're a connoisseur. A 45, it was a little disc, a vinyl disc, kids. And it had little grooves on it, and you put it on what we call a record player. And have a needle on it, and then you put it, and the needle would go through the grooves, and it would touch these little bumps, and then it would make the sound. And so when a popular song would come out, all the kids would go buy the 45. And then later on, they'd come out with an LP, a long-playing album, which is the big one, which plays at a different speed, 33 and a third. And so this song came out on the radio from a popular group called the Mamas and the Papas. I know it sounds funny when you recall the names of the different musical groups of the time. And the song was called Monday, Monday. It was everywhere, every radio station was playing Monday, Monday. And so Dave Dibbern, when anybody asked him what he wanted for his birthday, he said, I want Monday, Monday. So at his birthday, he got 7 copies of Monday, Monday. And then he got tired of it. He had 7 copies, and he got tired of hearing Monday, Monday. But there's a difference. When you hear transcendental sound vibration, it keeps getting sweeter. You can enter within the sound, and you can judge for yourself the difference in quality of the sound. And so the devotees who sang this song in Jagannath Puri, then you bring it back here and you experience the same happiness. You keep going more deeply within the song. Yes. Harivamsa. Oh, do you have a mic? Back.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I really like the last stanza, which it says, Prarthana karoi sada. The translation was ceaselessly. So that really stuck me, because oftentimes, in our case, this prayer comes out only at the time of calamity. But it's said in that prayer ceaselessly, which means always remaining in the prayerful mood throughout. And more so, as it says, that those who toil in the time of peace don't bleed in the time of war. So I was thinking that, yeah, it ceaselessly, it was so special.
Nice. There's another, yes, Jagarini.
You should comment on what he said first, no?
It's very nice. It's something I was reading this morning in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada, in the section where Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by his father what he learned in school for the second time, and his father was hoping for something that had to do with an MBA degree, or at least international diplomacy. And he said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. And he started listening to the process of devotional service. There's an extensive purport there that could be made into a small book. And within that, Srila Prabhupada talks about the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And he said, there's offenses that one will commit while one's chanting. But the remedy is to continuously chant. Just don't stop. Because the holy name is so merciful, and by the process of continual chanting, you'll overcome the offenses. And this continuous prayer is a good idea. It's recommended everywhere. This nityam bhagavata sevaya, the continuously keeping that prayerful mood.
So, besides the just loving everything about this song, the mood, the tune, the bhava, the whole feeling of the song that you actually get the minute you start singing it. I also really appreciated the poetry, because I noticed that the stanzas, the couplets, each little two lines, were so expertly matched and so nicely, the rhythm of them, you know, the poetry of them. And when you read the translation, there's this long translation for what those each little two lines means. So the expertise of Narottam Das, of the devotees, putting together these prayers, it's just beautiful all the way around, inside and out.
Yeah. And the tune matters. There's a science behind the harmonics within the song, the raga, that actually induce various moods. In fact, in reading the Nectar Devotion, which is based on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's a science to Krishna consciousness, which is very subtle, the subtle science of aesthetics, in which, in fact, we're sentient beings, so we're sensitive. And what are we sensitive to? Beauty, compassion, love. And throughout the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami catalogs all the various levels of emotion that one will have in relationship to Krishna and his devotees. And these are brought out by the connection to various processes of devotional service, but the whole science is based on Bharat Muni's philosophy of drama, and how by entering into a drama one suspends one's other sense of reality and actually experiences a rasa. For instance, when you're watching a drama, you can actually forget who you are and where you are and simply experience an emotion. I remember once my parents used to take me to theater all the time when I was a kid. And there was a theater in Berkeley, California, near where I grew up, called the Berkeley Repertory Theater. And there was a play called The Duchess of Malda. And it was a tragedy, to say the least. And there's various kinds of plays. You can see tragedies, comedies, or histories. Basically, Shakespeare wrote in three different kinds. This isn't a Shakespearean play, but some other contemporary. And the tragedies, there's so many reversals of fortune and so forth. I just remember being transported in that play to another dimension, because it was so ghastly, and it was so it evoked so much sadness for the characters in the play and so forth. And just after the play ended, all the cast came onto stage dancing to a completely different tune. Just because they knew they had to bring people back up again. It was a very exuberant tune, and they all came out dancing like that just to bring everybody back. And so the soul can be transported in different ways. But in Bart Mooney's philosophy of theater and drama and so forth, it's sort of a temporary, mundane thing. And even nowadays, people watch television or watch movies and things like that to be transported. But in the science of Krishna consciousness, there's a fine-tuning of the music, the plays, the poetry, and so forth, that actually transports one to the into, and so that one can experience the purely spiritual emotion. That's the power of the song, the power of the poetry, and the power of the raga that these songs are set in. And they can actually save one's life by becoming attached to these kinds of songs and having them enter into one's heart. And one develops an affection for one. They actually carry one through life, and one becomes inspired by them. Any last thoughts? Yeah. Last one with the microphone.
Guru Maharaj, actually, this song actually reminds me of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakuru Mure. So the second stanza on that kind of says similar, you know, it has a similar mood. I don't remember. Padita Pavana Hetu Tavavatara, right, yeah.
Translate.
Okay. I don't know. For the most fallen. You take an avatara for the most, bringing up the most fallen. You will not find more fallen than me in the entire world. That's what.
Okay, good. And once a devotee said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen," and Prabhupada said, "You're not the most anything."
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey! Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.